Hey, good Friday morning, everybody, and welcome to the sports show, the second edition of our sports show. Let's take a look back. I just got to say, guys, what a week. Stanley Cup Finals, NBA Finals, Poirier McGregor coming up this weekend, a lot about the Olympics, and the other big one, North Dakota and Boise State. But let's take a look right now at the final 20 seconds from Wednesday night. Well, there it was, Wednesday night, and I just want to bring this up because I know none of you guys will. Wednesday night was a good night because who picked the Lightning in five? Thank you. I just want to say thank you on that one. Again, we joined with the same crew. Congratulations to all you Tampa Bay fans that are in Grand Forks and around the area. And if you're listening, probably, hopefully, podcasting out in Tampa, congratulations. Hope you guys are doing all right with the hurricane and everything going on. We pray for you up here. But congratulations to Tampa Bay. What's Smalls, what's your feeling on the Tampa Bay Lightning winning the cup? Second one in a row.
Back-to-back. I'm used to winning back-to-back championships, too. So I'm used to it.
Well, what do you got? What's your feeling? What did you think of the game? Because you and I kind of talked back and forth. We were kind of texting back and forth during the game. What's your feel?
Well, my feel is Tampa Bay just had a better overall play, faster, all around. Montreal was taking the stupid penalties there, so I just think Tampa Bay was the better team overall.
I think the goaltending is what
saved them, yes.
The goaltending is what saved Tampa Bay. Yeah. For when you get three shutouts at home, something's going to give, and the Tampa Bay Lightning. You know, it's kind of funny. Somebody brought this up, too. As soon as Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay started winning championships. Now, what's up with that? Do you guys really think that that has something to do with this or what? Smalls, what's your feel on that?
I have absolutely no clue on Tom Brady. I don't think he's a big influence on Tampa Bay. It's a different sport between hockey and football.
What do you got? What's your feel? Well,
he just must bring the magic everywhere. I mean, that's why that's why you guys want him in Minnesota so bad, because it seems like wherever he goes, all the professional teams win it. I mean, you look at Boston. I mean, Boston Bruins back then, they didn't do much, but Boston Celtics when he was there.
Yeah, I agree with that. But we had a little bit of fun watching Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers go at it on the golf course the other day. That was kind of fun. Brady kind of podcast. You're kind of poking fun at him and Rodgers coming back with one. But it was fun. It was kind of fun getting to see these guys, you know, finally see. When did Aaron Rodgers grow long hair? What is he going to cut his hair now?
Well,
what?
Copying Tom Brady.
Well, that's because he was in Hawaii. So I think he just, you know, vacation all out, going all out, doesn't care about his looks, you know.
All right, we got a big show coming up today. Again, Tampa Bay Lightning, Stanley Cup, back-to-back champions. Next year, hopefully, we can say Seattle Kraken or the Minnesota Wild. Stanley Cup, I think it may be a while before we get going. So I'm going to let what do we got coming up here?
So Forks First presents Prohibition Comedy Night. Check out comedians James Stanley, Ahmad Khalif, and special host Toby Shamru. I botched all their names. Show starts at 8. Don't miss the awesome event this Friday. Buy tickets in advance at ForksFirstPresents.com. Forks First Presents Comedy Night this Friday in East Grand Forks. Number seats available. Buy advance tickets. I'd like to say that. I was not prepared for that.
I'm sorry.
You just threw him under the table.
That's literally what he did.
Got him for the sharks there.
I mean, I was like, hey.
It's
like, you take care of this, you know.
So tonight, Friday, July 9th, show again starts at 8 p.m. over on 306 Demers Avenue. It's comedy night over in East Grand Forks. So it should be kind of a fun deal. 21 and older is what you got to be. So everybody
four
here.
4 months until I'm 21. I would so go to that if I was 21, but I'm not yet.
You know what? Comedy. You know what? I think I think we, I'm not going to say that on here. I think we might have some pull to probably try and get you in, but I don't know. We can do that. We'll feed you some apple juice or something. You'll be fine. We'll get you in there. We'll get you some apple juice or something. You'll be good. Apple juice mixed with a little,
yeah, we can give her some fermented apple juice.
Are we talking apple juice or jungle juice?
I'm talking about apple juice.
Oh, okay. I was going to say we could give her a little jungle juice.
Jungle juice is for adults only.
That's probably why I don't drink it. No. All right. But, yeah, so that's coming up tonight. So we've got the big topic this week is what we're going to talk about. North Dakota, the University of North Dakota. I was going to say Fighting Sioux. I almost slipped it. Fighting Hawks have signed a contract with Boise State University to play football up here in the near future. What's the big... what do you guys feel on this situation? Obviously, we're going to get money. North Dakota, we're not, but the college will get money for playing FCS schools. We were talking about, before the show, how is an FCS school going to benefit from this, from playing North Dakota?
Besides the money, I mean, you get the exposure to national TV, the national audience, because these games will be nationally televised. I mean, the next 2 years, like when we play Utah this year, that game's on CBS Sports Network. So that right there gets you a whole new audience instead of just a local reach there. You get the national reach.
No, I agree with Brock. I'm ecstatic, though. Like, I'm playing on that blue turf.
Yeah, we've done red turf. We've done green turf, which everybody does. And now you get the blue turf.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're getting $637,000 from this game, which is the highest that UNI's ever gotten. And for the school. And then the next 2 years, or this year, next year, they're getting $500,000 for each game. So that's $1 million.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And this brings us back to the point from last week of athletes getting paid. You know, the schools are getting paid $1 million.
Yeah, the school's getting $1 million. Well, who knows what the athletes are going to get. You like this blue turf, though?
I really do, yeah.
Well, at least when I turn on the TV, I know who's playing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a benefit.
Well, that's true, but I'm turning the game on, and I see Boise State. The first time I did it, and I was watching, I was like, why is my TV blue? Is this – what's going on here? And my dad looked at me, and he goes, it's the turf. It's the turf. The turf is blue. I'm like, okay. So we've got really quick, we hit that. Tokyo. The big deal with Tokyo coming up is the Olympics. And we have found out this week that there will be no fans involved in Tokyo for the Olympics this year. What's your guys? My feeling on this deal is if you're going to let the athletes go, and if you've had both shots, let them go. Let the fans go. I think, you know, it's great. The Olympics is a one-in-a-lifetime thing. People want to showcase. The athletes want to showcase. You know, you just don't bust your ass for ever in a day to work your butt off, and then all of a sudden, hey, I don't have anything to show for it because no fans are involved.
Well, I'll start off by just saying that they went with 50% capacity just for the locals, 25 to 50 in some stadiums, and then we go to zero. So, but at the same token, they don't care if there's no fans as far as the organizers. The athletes do, but the organizers do not.
USA will...
Thanks, Paul.
I'm thinking USA for basketball.
Oh, USA. This year.
Yeah, USA, yeah. Australia, Argentina, who else? China?
I don't think Canada
China.
Will. Yeah, I don't think Canada will make it there, do we?
Canada didn't even make it.
Oh, Canada
they got beat out right away. So I think Argentina. Well, we got Argentina, China, the U.S., Australia. It's not bad. They got some NBA players. Who Dirk's from where? France, right?
I don't think so.
No.
This is in France. France is pretty good, though. Don't they have... Is Rubio? No, Rubio's from where?
Argentina.
Argentina. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't know all them guys, but I know there's a lot of NBA players that are on there.
Hey, let's put it this way, too. If we're not having athletes, should this whole thing just be canceled? I mean, you're going in there to empty stadiums. We did this for NHL in a bubble. was it even fun? And then, like, even here for hockey games, I did 3,000. Was that even fun for anybody? I went to 2 games, and I was bored out of my mind.
I had fun. I didn't have to pay to park the car.
Well, I mean, the one benefit was is there's no one in front of you, so you could just
I mean, I didn't have to pay to park the car, but they made up for it with the sales of hot dogs and hot dogs and all that
stuff. They made sure to double over those prices, right?
All right.
Yeah, we do got a special guest.
We have a special guest in the house today. Steve is the owner of the Exhibition League and the baseball team here in Grand Forks. Steve, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it. Thanks for everything that you've done so far, bringing baseball back to Grand Forks. I used to go when the Varmints were in town. So that tells you how old I was. Goes back a little ways, and that kind of tells you how old I am. But
when the Channel Cats.
Give us a little rundown really quick, and then we're going to throw you in here on the sports show with us. Give us a little rundown on what you, how Grand Forks came back with baseball.
Yeah, so it's been an interesting journey here in Grand Forks. You know, I started the Expedition League back in 2014, and really built it for the long haul. So we didn't have our first season wasn't until 2018. That was our inaugural season. And I had actually spent some time here in Grand Forks way back in 2015 and meeting with Bill Pomasino and others in the community. And so it's been kind of a long road. And it was interesting this year because the team that's playing here this year is from Brandon, Manitoba, the Wheat City Whiskey Jacks, right? Yep. So we, you know, it became pretty apparent that the border was going to continue to be closed and there was no way we were going to be able to get players back and forth across the border. And so in early March, we made the decision we're going to bring the Whiskey Jacks to Grand Forks for this year. A month earlier, we had announced that we were coming to Grand Forks with a new expansion team for the 2022 season. So we just kind of moved it up a year with this team out of Brandon. And we like a longer runway than a couple of months to start the season. But we're really excited to be here. And it's cool because in about a month, we'll start rolling into the new team, name the team contests and all of that as it relates to the new expansion team that's coming here next year. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
That should be a lot of fun. I've already thrown it down. Can we get the Grand Forks Varmints? Can we call them the Varmints again? I love that.
I like That's a great name.
The Channel Cats. It. Channel Cats was good, but the Varmints. I love the Varmints. I love that name.
Yeah.
Really quick. One more. I got one more question, and then I know he's got a question for you too because he's been to a couple games.
Okay.
What the players now are college.
Yes.
Players.
Yes.
We have a couple. We have one or two from East Grand Forks. I know we have one for sure.
Yep.
That you know.
Yep. Jelly. Yep. Jelly is from East Grand Forks. Yep. Having a great year, by the way. So, yeah, it's nice when you can get some local kids and some guys who have have been around or are known locally in the community. We're getting our guys from all across the United States. So we have players coming in from everywhere, which is really cool because, most of them have never been to North Dakota before. I love talking to these kids. You know, I'm like, you ever been to North Dakota? And it's like, no, sir.
Coming North Dakota in the middle of winter, you won't want to come back, believe me.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they got one from Crookston too, don't you?
We do. Yeah, we do. That's right. We have Crookston and East Grand Forks covered. So it's nice to have those local kids. And then, you know, they're playing with guys from Texas and other parts of the country. And it's kind of neat to see them meld together and play summer collegiate baseball.
Well, I may have a little left in my left arm to throw if you need somebody.
Yeah, do you have any college eligibility?
I do.
Okay,
I got 1 year left.
Okay, good.
Actually, I can't. My batting average is lower than the Mendoza line. I can't hit, so you're going to have to DH for me if I pitch.
Yeah.
We were talking over at your spot, Raptor PCS, the other day, and you said you were itching to bring this question up for him, and I was like, you know, that would be a perfect question because I'm really interested to hear what he's got to say.
Well, I'll just start off like this. What are the major rule differences between MLB and this league? Let's start with that.
Yeah, you know, not a whole lot, right? Because we do follow MLB rules, except for the NCAA slide rule, basically. So we really, we're doing a lot of the same things that are going on with, from a rule standpoint in MLB. Now, it's interesting. So we've adopted, a couple of years ago, we adopted the extra inning rule that minor league baseball had adopted, where you start with a runner on second base once you get to extra innings. And I like that rule a lot, especially for us, because you don't go, we don't want to go 15 innings, right? Because we have to protect our arms, right? And so, you know, if we go 10 or 11, I'm good with that when you go extra innings. And so we do that now. MLB's doing that this year.
Yeah.
So they, you know, I don't necessarily like that rule at the major league level, but I love that rule with us in minor league baseball.
Well, I find it funny with MLB because they use the reasoning for, you know, so we don't get, you know, COVID and all that.
Yeah.
You were just around each other for 4 hours.
Makes no sense, right? I guess you can only get COVID in the 13th inning, apparently. So
I really don't like that. I really don't like that rule either in MLB just because I'm a Yankees fan, and every time we get somebody on second base, we never get them home anyway in extra innings. So it really doesn't, you know, pertain to us.
I was at a game, I think, right before the fourth, right there in the fourth, somewhere right there. And I could have sworn you guys had a guy on third. He's wild pitch. And he went home. And then he said, no, you have to go back to third.
What?
I'm not quite sure what I caught on that. I mean, there was a couple.
The only thing I can think of is if it was a dead ball or time was called something like that.
Yeah. They didn't explain it, but they were just like yelling out like these two players to go back to second third. I was like, so what, can you not steal home?
No, you absolutely can. I mean, that's a weird situation. I'll have to go back and look at what you're talking about there, and I can look at the live streaming and figure that one out. But had to be a dead ball for some reason.
It must have been because it was a wild pitch, so they must have thought that it got caught up somewhere. But the ball is live.
We don't do anything differently than major leagues or anybody else when it comes to that. So that's a weird one.
And that's what I thought. I was like, there's nothing really different between MLB and what you guys do. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Smalls, you got anything?
No, I don't.
Any questions?
I just saw Bush.
You just saw Bush. Bush Light just walked in the door.
That's sponsored.
Get them while they're cold.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's great to have you in today. I'm glad you came.
Thank you.
I'm very glad you came. I haven't had a chance to go to a game yet. I've been really busy. I got two jobs, but I want to get my kid over there. We drive by there a lot, and I'm like, man, I want to go see this team play. I looked it up online, and I was like, man, this team looks pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, who's really quick, who's the top team in the league right now?
Well, you know, I'd say that's between probably two or three teams. So we have two divisions, the Lewis division and the Clark division.
Okay.
All the teams in South Dakota and Nebraska are in the Clark, and then every other team is in the Lewis division. In the Lewis, the Souris Valley Saberdogs over in Minot won the first half.
Okay.
We split our seasons into two halves, and they're looking good. They can hit. That's a good, good team. And then the team over in Dickinson actually is really good, the Badlands Big Six. And so I'd say in the Clark division, it's the Western Nebraska Pioneers. So between those three teams, and the, you know what I like? There's a lot of parity. So baseball, any given night, you know, it's, and the team here is good. You know, I love what we've put together with the Whiskey Jacks. And it's a good roster. So,
pitchers get hot, hitters get hot. It's just like any other baseball. You never know what can happen.
You never know.
Grand Forks team this week. What do we got? We got anything this weekend?
Yeah, we
do. For the people?
Yep. Tonight, the Souris Valley Saberdogs are coming into town.
Okay.
I was actually over in Minot last night for that game between the Big Sticks and the Saberdogs. So they're coming into town. That's just a one gamer. I'm trying to remember.
What time's the game tonight?
7:05.
7:05 game time.
So come over to the ballpark. Check our website, WheatCityWhiskeyJacks.com, for our schedule. And we're about 60% of the way through the season, believe it or not. So we have about 4 weeks left. So come on out and see some great baseball and drink some cold beer.
Here's one for you then. Yeah. All right, let's go to the baseball game tonight. And after the baseball game, we'll go to the comedy show.
That sounds
like a perfect night.
You know,
a perfect Friday night.
Is this the first year you never had a rainout? Have you had a rainout?
I don't think so. And it would be the first year if that were the case. Yeah. I'll tell you, it poured in Minot last night, but we had gotten through six innings, so it was an official game. But which all the farmers are happy about that, right? So, but yeah, it's been a weird year that way. So,
well, hey, thanks for coming in. We appreciate
you. Thank you for having us.
Sit with us here. We're going to BS some more about sports. Let's keep the baseball thing going. MLB All-Star Game this week. Home Run Derby Monday night. I really haven't had a chance. They moved the All-Star Game this year to Coors Field, right?
Denver.
To Denver, Colorado. What the ball's going to be jumping on it there. We might never get to bed Tuesday night watching this game because there might be so many home runs. Thank God the Twins pitching staff ain't pitching, or we'd see a ton.
Wasn't there only one Twins player in the whole thing, not the Home Run Derby, but in the All-Star game?
Nelson Cruz made it, and I guarantee you right now, I want your say on this situation too, okay?
Sure.
If Byron Buxton was not hurt, he would be in the All-Star game. You agree with me?
I do. Yeah, I think, I mean, he's incredibly talented, right? So he should be there. I mean, he'd make it, I think, but kind of a down year for our Twins, so yeah. not good.
It's been really down. It's been down year. They're, what are they now? 14, 15 out. And they had a couple, you know, they're like the Timberwolves used to be. They are a lot like the Timberwolves used to be. They're in the game until the end, and then the eighth and ninth, it's like you take the pitching staff, and all of a sudden it's like gone, home run, double, single, ground out, move them over. I'm like, seriously? All of a sudden we're up 6-3, and now we're down 7-6. In the bottom of the eighth, and we can't come back and get that run. But baseball, yeah, should be fun. It should be All-Star game. Should be good this year. Coors Field should be a blast.
It's going to fly out of there. The Home Run Derby on Monday night is going to be fun because I can't imagine how far those guys are going to hit the baseball. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, my Yankees, we got four guys in there, but leading Aaron Judge. I was kind of hoping Aaron Judge was going to go in the Home Run Derby, but he decided no. He decided against it, so we'll see what happens. But Coors Field should be it's an awesome park too. Have you had a chance to go there?
I have. Yeah, it's been a long time. It was a long time ago when I was at Coors, but I've got a buddy actually who's he does some volunteer work. He lives in Laramie, Wyoming, and he does some volunteer work with the Rockies. And okay. He's working the All-Star game. And he's going to be in the clubhouse. So
oh wow,
very very cool.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. So it's cool. It's a great ballpark.
That's
it
awesome. Really is. I've been to Wrigley Field once. I saw a doubleheader with Harry Carey
behind
the mic. We saw the Montreal Expos Ryan Sandberg, Lee Durham, and all them guys. That shows you how old I am. I was a little guy then. Really quick, the Bun Lounge's third annual pre-Sturgis Party 2021, July 30th and 31st. Come celebrate with free live music, food by L&M Meats, Burnout Stage, and more. Don't miss out on the best party in town. Go to the Bun Lounge's third annual pre-Sturgis Party, Friday, July 30th and Saturday, July 31st. The Bun Lounge, the home of my favorite drink, the world-famous Shrimp Caesar. Open daily until 2 a.m. Located at 1708 Mill Road, Grand Forks. Or you can give them a call at 701-772-4366. That number again is 701-772-4366. Friday night, they got Sweet Freedom, and Saturday, Back for More, which probably would be a good topic for Saturday because you're going back for more. What else we got here? The NFL came out with their ESPN NFL power rankings draft, and yeah, I know your Packers are ranked ahead of my Cowboys. You're number six. Steve, let's get Steve in here really quick. Steve, who's your NFL team?
Well, I kind of hate to admit it, but it's the Vikings. Right?
You're a Vikings
team? Yeah, so I'm, you know, I grew up in Minnesota, right? So just kind of the way that worked, and I've been disappointed a few times over the years with the Vikings. Yeah.
A few? All right.
Well, let's just bring up a topic on that, though. Wait. Because this is active roster. So as of right now,
okay. You
had the Packers at number six. When I want to take Rodgers out of the equation, where would the Packers fall to? 15th, 16th? What do you guys take?
Are you asking me?
Straight up? I mean, I'm just saying they dropped to 15th or 16th.
I'd say IDC. I don't care. No, I'm just kidding. You know how I feel about the Packers.
But honestly, though, because you got the Cowboys ranked at 8th. You got the Vikings at 9th. You got the Packers at 6th. That's active rosters as of right now.
You're a Tennessee fan, right?
Tennessee
is the Titans 13th, at. But...
Yeah. But again, this is rosters before going into preseason. So
that's preseason rosters. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of players being cut. So that's going to change a lot of the rankings after.
Where do you think Green Bay would be ranked without Aaron Rodgers?
I'd say 18 or 19. Maybe around the 20 spot.
20? I was going to say 18, 19. Steve, what's your take on that?
I'd say they'd drop at least 10 places.
You think
right?
so?
I mean, without him, they're nothing. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's just he's good. I hate to say it as a Vikings fan, but he's really, really good. Without him, you know, the Packers, it seems to me, have just lacked defense for a long time, right? So with Rodgers, they can score a ton of touchdowns, but they give up a ton of points. So you pull Rodgers out of there, even with Love coming in there, it's a big drop.
Yeah, he had one great preseason showing, you know, in camp. And, oh, he's going to be the next best thing, but I don't need Rodgers. Yeah, bull crap. And we got Andy saying they'll be 30th. I just think he's a jealous guy there because of what team he likes.
Who's Andy like?
He likes the Rams.
Where are the Rams at? Where are we looking? Where are the Rams at? Where you got the Rams?
Well, that's what we're looking at here. I didn't...
They're not in St. Louis anymore.
Yeah.
They are all the way down to 26th.
Wow. No. 26th. No. Yeah, no.
Now, you know, so they're 26th. Again. Now, last week we said Houston was going to be... I think I said that and Steve said that over here. Houston would be the worst team. They do have Houston paid as the worst.
Really?
Yes, they do.
So let me guess. The bottom three without even looking, all right? I'm going to see if I can get them right. The Jets, the Lions, and the Texans.
Well, we gave you one, but yeah, you're right.
Am I right? The last three?
But now, what do you think about Philadelphia being 29th?
Honestly, I love it because because I'm a Cowboys fan, for one, and Philly can, you know, I don't care. My boy's in Indy right now playing quarterback for Indianapolis. So, and I think Jalen Hurts is going to be a one-year wonder is my feeling on this. What do you think, Smalls?
I'm glad they're in that bottom. I don't really. They've been having such a controversy trading every player and everything, so they belong in the top bottom. But I had a question. What is the Saints going to be ranked?
The Saints. I should just hand you guys the sheet. 17th.
Wow. Yep. Even after Drew Brees is retired, Drew Brees was really good quarterback. I actually got to watch him play the Vikings on a Monday Night Football game, and that was a heck of a game.
It was. It was really good.
Yeah, the Saints there should be 12th or 13th, even though I called them the Bounty Gate team. But, you know, that's...
No, we won't bring that up. Steve doesn't want to talk about the Bounty Gate.
I don't want to talk about that at all.
All right, top 10 really quick. We're going to go 10 to 1. Denver's number 10. I don't know about that. Minnesota 9. Dallas 8. The Rams are 7. Your Packers are 6. Baltimore's 5, Buffalo 4. Here's the shock. You ready for this one? You're sitting down. Don't fall off your chair because the camera's on you right now. The Cleveland Browns are number 3.
That one shocked me the most. Yeah,
that one really shocks me. Kansas City with Mahomes is number 2, and of course, Tom Brady's number 1.
Yeah.
San Francisco 11, Washington 12, Tennessee 13, Indy 14, Seattle 15. New Orleans 16, New England 17, or New Orleans 17, New England 18, the Giants are 19, and the Chargers are 20. Now, the Cleveland Browns are number 3. Are they really better, honestly, than Buffalo, Baltimore, Green Bay, the Rams, the Cowboys, Vikings, or Denver? Seriously? Really? What's your feeling on
them? I would throw them up in maybe around like the 10 or 10 and up, like around 15th.
15?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm thinking top, you know, 13 to 15 there. Yeah.
For the Browns? What do you think, Steve?
Yeah.
What's your feeling?
That's probably 13, about right. 15? Maybe 12. Yeah. Maybe 12. I don't think they're 3. I mean, that's a stretch.
That's a stretch. I think Buffalo's better. Baltimore's way better than Cleveland.
Yep.
I think Baltimore's defense is, I think the reason they're 3.
Andy, we got this information from ESPN.
Yeah. It came from ESPN's top rankings over the 4th, so they kind of buried it.
And I think the surprise this year, guys, tell me if I'm wrong, is going to be, I hate to say it because it's an NFC team, the Chicago Bears. I think the Bears are going to be better than what a lot of people say. The Bears are number 23 behind Miami.
Wow.
So I don't know. This is just preseason though, so who knows what's going to happen.
They have problems at quarterback in Chicago every year, right?
They do,
so
but
that's their issue.
They do, but this year I think it's going to be solved pretty quick with the rookie coming in. They said in mini camp he looked like he could turn it up a notch and be the real deal. So But, yeah, that's NFL, what we got. The Houston Texans, again, are 32. Detroit's 31. The Jets are 30. Philly's 29. Jacksonville's 28. Carolina's 27. Vegas Raiders, 26. Atlanta, 25. And Cincy, 24.
And I think we can all agree pretty much those bottom 10 there. I don't think there's much argument, except, you know, maybe moving a couple around. But
how can Denver be in the top 11? I think the Broncos, they struggle every year, I think. And it's kind of hard because maybe I'm way off. I would have put Denver probably 24 or 25.
Maybe not that low, but what, 20th maybe? I mean,
I think my Titans should have been 10.
I think you've been sniffing a little. I think you've been drinking a little too much Busch Light. Right,
that's the same token. I think this list is a little off too, though. I mean, who at ESPN made this list? I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
But what? I only brought it in because the Packers were ranked the top.
I know.
That's the only reason we're talking about this.
I know. What, really quick, I know we hit on this last week, the Vikings, really quick. I want to kind of get your input on this. We talked about it last week. We said probably going to be much improved. Offensive line, obviously, going to be way improved with what they did. You got Jefferson, you got Thielen, you got Delvin Cook. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Defense. They stacked it with D-backs. They stacked them, defensive linemen. And now Everson Griffin comes out on Instagram and Twitter and says, hey, I screwed up. I wanted to leave and go to Dallas and wanted to go somewhere else and play where I was appreciated. Never felt appreciated in Minnesota. I'm sorry. I want to come back. Do you give him a chance to come back to Minnesota?
I would. I mean, he's talented, right? He's a great D lineman. So there's no problem. You know what? Talent wins, right? I don't care what he did. Just bring him back. If he can make the team better, bring him back. And I think he can. I mean, he's a high caliber player.
When he played in Dallas, he played 4 or 5 games in Dallas before he got hurt. And he just, the first one in Dallas, he smoked it. I mean, he was all over the place. If he gives it his all and doesn't lollygag and doesn't, you know, bring him in there and just say, hey, look, if you're not going to lollygag, if you're going to be the man that you were in Minnesota, the way you acted in Minnesota, the way you did stuff in Minnesota, the way you worked hard in Minnesota, we'll bring you back.
Sure.
If you screw up once, you're gone. We're going to cut you. And I think the Vikings, I think they should give him a chance because that move right there might put the Vikings in a playoff spot.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know what, he wants to come back. Why not let him come back? He made a mistake, or at least feels like he did. And I don't know why he felt underappreciated in Minnesota. I think a lot of people liked him and acknowledged he was good. We'll see.
Adrian Peterson.
Andy says Delvin Cook's going to win the rushing title this year. Andy, I'm going to bet you right now. I got my boy Zeke. I'll take Zeke. You can have Delvin Cook. And, I didn't say the Cowboys were going to win the Super Bowl.
Did you know why Everson Griffin got injured? Because he was playing for the wrong team.
Oh, geez. Here we go. But just remember, friends don't let friends cheer for the Packers.
That's right.
Remember that over there. I'm telling you that right now. I better shut up. He's working on my computer. He might jinx my computer.
I feel like I'm going to be thrown in a closet just one day when we beat the Cowboys this year. You won't see me.
Well, I guarantee you that Friday, if Dallas beats Tampa Bay on opening weekend, you two will both shut up that Friday. I guarantee you. It'll be the quietest sports show that we're ever gonna have. Opening weekend of football this year, my Cowboys kick off the season in Tampa Bay as Tom Brady gets a ring and nothing more. That's what I want for Christmas. That's all I want for Christmas.
Yeah.
Just beat Brady and the Bucs in Tampa Bay. So we can shut them up and say, hey, you're not the champs anymore.
So when you had a one-win season, you'll be happy then if it's just Tampa Bay?
I'm happy if the Vikings win 2 games, just as long as the Vikings beat Green Bay twice. That's all I want. The Vikes beat the Packers twice, and the Cowboys, I was going to say lose to the Giants, but no.
See, now I see where Viking fans and Dallas fans Like they just go, oh, as long as we won two games, we're good. No, what do I do to win Super Bowls? They don't play. They just play to beat the one rival, and then that's all they do.
See what I got to put up with?
That's horrible.
It's horrible.
You should get hazard pay.
I should get hazard pay. There's a boss man, right? My boss, they just told me I should get hazard pay. There and that's coming from him.
There is a hazard pay right there. There's a can of Bush Light right there. That's your hazard pay.
He just told me that if you don't pay me, he's going to pay me to come pitch for the Grand Forks team. So I still got some left. I guarantee. I was going to say I guarantee I'm better than Shoemaker for the Twins, but I doubt that. My three speeds right now would be slower, and come on out and get it. It'd be a straight knuckleball, all three.
What was the last time you played baseball? T-ball?
The last time I played baseball?
Was it T-ball?
Was, college ball.
College ball.
Here at the University of North Dakota. Yeah. Took a line drive right off my ankle in my first game, and...
Speaking of slow pitching, who was that? Was that Tampa Bay recently that just had a pitcher come in and was throwing 40-some-odd miles an hour?
40 miles an hour, and an outfielder came in and pitched because they didn't have any pitchers left in the bullpen.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Hard to hit that, actually.
Didn't he throw, like, one pitch at 90 or something? And then, like, his first pitch, and then after that, it was just, like, 40.
45 miles an hour, He gunned the first one at... I think they clocked it. What was it? 92, 93?
90, yeah.
Somewhere in there. And then the second after that, the batter's like standing up there and he's like, what the heck is this? He's throwing me 45 mile hour fastballs. Seriously? But so what do you have anything, any sports topic that you would like to bring up?
You know, I'm a baseball guy, so I always love to talk about baseball, but. Not really. I mean,
going back, I'm sorry. Going back, when you were young, who did you grow up watching? Who's your big idol, baseball wise?
Yeah, you know what? I grew up a Twins fan, right? So I loved Rod Carew. I really did. Rod Carew. And I don't know how baseball fans would take to Rod Carew in this day and age, right? Because he didn't hit home runs. He hit a lot of singles and doubles, and he just slapped the ball around, but. You know, there was a year he flirted with 400. I think it was like mid-late 70s, 77 maybe. And then George Brett and Rod Carew battling for the batting title.
That was in 76. That's when I was born. I remember watching video of it, and it was awesome.
Cool.
Watching those two.
Kirby Puckett was one of mine when I grew up as a kid. He was fun.
Yours, when you growing up, baseball, a little bit. You like baseball?
I mean, are you saying who my favorite team was or who I grew up watching?
Who is your favorite team? Who is your favorite player, baseball-wise?
Well, sadly, it is the Twins.
There we go. Okay, hey, they won two World Series way back.
Before my time, but no. I didn't really grow up liking a player per se. I just was going for the Twins all the time.
You just cheer for the Twins.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I was born.
That's a true fan. Right?
It really is. I actually still am a Twins fan, which is very disheartening. But, you know, I don't watch baseball anymore, so it's like...
You know what, though? I give you a lot of credit. I give both of you a lot of credit being Twins fans. I'm a Twins fan, too, but I'm a Yankees fan. I've been a Yankees fan since I was in the crib. Been a Twins fan since I was in the crib. And it's hard. Right now. But you know what? As long as you hang in there, keep following your team, and then when they make the playoffs and they make a run, then you can just say, hey, we don't have room on the bandwagon for any bandwagon jumpers.
But, you know, and the other thing, though, is any Minnesota team seems to suck at winning a championship, but then so we go to the Timberwolves being possibly moved out. Are they going to start winning?
Don't start on that. Don't start on the Timberwolves leaving. Don't get me going on that time. What time is it? 11:30? We'd be going until... probably three if we got going on the Timberwolves moving out. If Alex Rodriguez moves the Timberwolves out, I'm going to tell you right now, tell the boss right now, if Alex Rodriguez moves the Timberwolves out of Minnesota to Seattle, we're going to buy him back. We're going to buy the Timberwolves back. We'll bring him to Grand Forks. We'll put him in Grand Forks.
I was going to tell you, being a Yankees fan is like rooting for the dealer in blackjack.
Oh, Jesus. You guys didn't hear it.
You have so many Twins fans in here, and you just got one Yankee fan.
Well, you're...
Hey, you know what?
Are you Twins over here?
Oh, I'm a Twins fan. Twins,
Hey, you want to know something, though? Start spreading the news, baby. We got 27 World Championships. Oh, yeah, but wait a minute. All you guys say is, oh, but you bought them all. You know what? We got money. We buy them.
Yeah, you stock them and then you feed them steroids.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at that cap they have. I mean, my God. Yeah. I mean, you look at the Yankees cap.
What cap? We don't have a cap. We don't have a cap in New York. What are you talking about?
That's my point.
Ours is what? $400 million a year?
Whatever it needs to be, right?
John Carlos Stanton, Aaron Judge, and Yeah, we're sitting right around the 350, 400. Smalls, growing up, obviously you said you were a Twins fan. Who's your favorite player? Who's your favorite Twins player?
My favorite Twins player was Kirby Puckett, but when I was a kid, I liked watching Bo Jackson, Ken Griffey.
Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
Griffey was...
Oh, he was a slugger, too.
Griffey was good. Griffey. Anybody else?
Oh, God, there's Bobby Bonilla, Cecil Fielder.
Cecil, I haven't heard that name forever. Mo Vaughn. You like Mo Vaughn? Yeah.
Greg Vaughn, the Vaughn brothers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mark McGuire or not?
No.
Steroids.
Yeah. Same as Sammy Sosa. Barry Bonds, I used to like till he did that steroid. So, no.
Okay.
But, those are all my favorite players I watched. But all Kirby Puckett was the all-time.
Kirby Puckett was your all-time favorite. I'm a Yankees fan, diehard Yankees fan, always will be a Yankees fan, my favorite player. And I think you guys can agree, Derek Jeter, of all time. Derek Jeter was my guy. I saw Derek Jeter's last game at Target Field. And honestly, yeah, it did. It brought a tear to my eye because I just
don't be crying again.
I didn't want to let it go. You know, I was like, man, my guy's done. Now who am I going to cheer for? Favorite Twin though, Frankie Sweet Music Viola.
Oh yeah,
I loved him.
Yep,
I loved him. Viola was really good. What would baseball be like with a salary cap? You think the same teams that are always in the playoffs run would still be any good? Andy wants to ask. Let's start with you, Smalls. What do you think of that question?
If baseball had a salary cap,
do you think all the same teams would still be in the playoffs? Or
no, not at all.
No.
Okay. I don't think they would.
You think, well, let's put it this way. Being we're all Twins fans, I think the Twins would probably have a shot every year. They do have a shot every year, but I think this year would probably be a lot different.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, like I'm a Minnesota fan, and the only one. Team that wins championships in Minnesota is the WNBA.
Yep.
That's true. That's
it is true. Right, it is true.
Yep.
What's your feeling on that? Do you think MLB should have a salary cap? We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Should they have a salary cap in MLB?
It'd be an even playing field. I mean, they do it in the NFL. I mean, they should. I mean, instead of just like throwing money around who has the richest owner. I don't know why we're not having a salary cap in this. Because basically you can just go, okay, who's the richest guy? Okay, cool, you're running my team. And then right. You just hire people around you and go, okay, now find the best baseball players.
Right.
You know,
that's well, how I look at it. You're the owner of a league. How do you feel of this situation? If you were the owner of MLB, okay, would you put a salary cap in MLB or would you just say, hey, you know what, you guys spend the money where you want to spend the money. If you want to go out, you know, because these big market teams, the Yankees,
yep.
Obviously Boston, Dodgers. All these other ones,
yep.
The Yankees have MSG
yep.
TV
yep.
That kicks the in a
yes
crap
Network,
load of money.
Right?
Yes Network,
yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
That kicks in a crap
yep.
Load of money yep. Where they get money back and they're like, hey, we can go out and afford this guy because we got this from Yes and MSG.
Yep.
Would you do it?
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't okay. MLB have a cap, but you can go over it, right? So basically...
They got to pay a luxury
you
tax.
You got to pay a luxury tax, which teams like the Yankees are willing to pay, right? Because they get... My understanding is Yes Network is about a $1 billion business right there. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I hate to restrict one team from another because the Yankees have the benefit of huge population base, huge following, right? Whereas the smaller market teams don't. But here's what's interesting. Even in this current environment, 4 or 5 years ago, the Kansas City Royals could win the World
yeah,
Series.
Yeah,
right?
So I remember that.
They found a way to get it done. Look at Milwaukee this year. Milwaukee's like 15, 16 games over 500.
Yep.
That's a small market team,
yep.
Right? So I don't know. I mean, I think I hate to – I mean, it does level the playing field, but I like the fact that, hey, if you can go out and spend more money, spend more money. If you're the Minnesota Twins and you want to compete, spend more money, right? Now, I get it. You know,
but really, do the Twins, honestly, do the Twins – I know they're sitting on – and I get mad because we get these – You get these free agents at the end of the year, right? And we're like, all of a sudden you see this list of free agents and you're a Twins fan and you're looking down and you're like, God, we could really use him
right.
Really bad.
Right.
You know, really, really bad. Starting pitcher. We'll just take Justin Verlander a couple
yep.
years ago.
Yep.
You know, God, we could really use Justin Verlander. If we had him and one more starter and then a closer, we'd be set, you know, with what we got. But they don't go out. It's like they just, well, okay. They're just going to sign with the big guys anyway.
Yep.
They don't make a run at them. why? What's the deal? What do you think the deal on that
is?
Well,
I think it is money, right? Because I think for a lot of these, you know, these free agents, they're looking for the money, right? And can the Twins pay them? Can the Royals pay them? Can Tampa Bay pay them, right? Tampa Bay is not going to be able to pay them. But the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Red Sox, you know, even teams like the San Francisco Giants are going to be able to pay them.
Well, let's go back. So, guys, bringing up this topic, we're talking about this. This last year, San Diego Padres, the shortstop, what's his name? Fernando Tatis.
Tatis,
what was that deal? 410?
Oh, yeah, huge.
$410 million for 11 years?
Yeah.
How in the heck? San Diego, now here's the deal. San Diego, you got nine players on the field. San Diego's left side, their third baseman, shortstop, and counting their second baseman, just for the year, have $80 million locked up in cap money for 1 year. 1 year, $80 million. I mean, that's insane on your left side. And now the shortstop, Tatis, he's hitting, what is it, 280, 290?
Yeah, I haven't
something like that
for a while.
But, Ohsani from Ohsani, that pitcher in
California with the Angels.
From the Angels?
Yep.
He's
Anaheim.
He's the real deal. Yeah. I like him. What's your feeling on him, really quick?
I like it. I mean, hey, a two-way guy like that who can pitch and he can hit bombs. I mean,
he's
second
in the league in home runs.
Yeah, it's fun to watch a guy like that, right? I mean, he's incredibly talented.
And they said the All-Star game he's going to play, he's going to pitch, and then he's going to play in the field as well. So
take advantage of a guy like that.
I was kind of hoping to get him in the home run derby contest, but
that'd be fun.
You followed him at all, Ohtani?
Not too much.
The guy from the Angels?
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He's
for Steve. You got any up-and-comers in the Expedition League that you think are like the superstars?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I mean, it it's interesting at our level, right, because these guys are in their first or second year playing collegiate baseball, some of them in their third year. You know, we're getting more and more D1 guys, and we'll definitely get some kids drafted. It's interesting, the MLB draft, they've reduced the number of rounds of the draft, so there's no more 37th round of the MLB
draft.
What
is it now?
Right?
It's down to what is it?
Gosh, is it 20? I think it might 20? Be 20. Yeah. Yep. Okay. And they moved it later in the season, so it changes the dynamics. But yeah, we've got kids that they'll make it. We've had some kids drafted in the past, and we'll continue to get more that will be. And it's fun when the first guy through the Expedition League who makes it to the show, that's going to be a lot of fun.
It's really cool. It's really cool too. I remember going to a game down in St. Paul, and I saw the old St. Paul Saints. I saw the St. Paul Saints play, but I got to see Daryl Strawberry play.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I remember watching this guy on TV, the straw that stirs the drink.
Right.
Is what they used to call him.
Yeah.
And I remember watching him on TV hammering home runs in New York at Shea Stadium.
Yep.
But, you know, a couple of them guys, Pedro Guerrero, I saw him play in Duluth.
Yep.
For the Duluth Dukes. He played against. Yep. And he hit a home run. I ran out when I was younger. I ran out behind the fence, grabbed the ball, and he wanted the ball.
Wow.
So he gave me an autographed bat. And
oh,
I still have
cool.
it. I still have it.
I love it.
It brings back memories. All these guys, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You got a lot of college kids like we were talking about. Creighton is pretty big for you guys too, isn't it? Like Creighton University.
Yep.
Because they're a very good baseball school too. They're always seeming like they're up for a national title in the College World Series.
Yeah, so. And you know what's cool is we have a lot of players at all levels. Like, and what I mean by that is JUCO and D1, NAIA, D2, and it's fun because. You know, there's some JUCO kids out there that they can compete, right? They're really good. They're in junior college for a reason, but it's fun to watch the dynamic of all these guys meld and mesh together, and the talent level is ridiculous. It's fun. Our All-Star game is in a week and a half in Casper, Wyoming, and our All-Star game is just an incredible level of baseball.
Well, that'll be cool.
These guys can play.
It'll be cool. Maybe we'll have to bring you on. After the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Or at the end of the season, and we'll get you in here on the sports show again, like before next year even starts, so we could talk more about the Grand Forks team.
Well, and a big deal, too, with this new team that we're going to have here is naming the team, right? So we talked about it. Varmints is
cool. I want the varmints.
You know, we probably won't reincarnate the varmints. We got to come up with something new, but it'll be a fun process.
My question is, how do you guys even get these players? Are they just drafted through a system, or how do you
Our head coaches that we bring into each team recruit these guys, right? So we sign a lot of our kids by the end of August, end of September, the year before, right? Okay. So our team here, the Whiskey Jacks, most of those guys were recruited last fall. And so really when we bring in our head coaches who are collegiate coaches, they recruit the team, and also the assistant coaches help with that. GMs get a little bit involved in that, but you really want to bring in coaches who are good recruiters, because they're going to be able to, you know, secure the talent that you that we're really looking for in our league. So
all right, we got a little bit of time left. Don't forget comedy night tonight, and we got baseball going on.
7:05.
So we've already got the night plan. We're gonna go catch a baseball game and then head over to comedy night for a while. So that should be a pretty good time to go. The big one tonight is the Beehive in Reynolds. Is will be celebrating their grand opening with a huge party in Reynolds. Make sure you put it on your calendar, July 24th. Mark that day on your calendar if you want to have an awesome time. Sign up for the Beanbag Tournament. Steve, you play beanbag by any chance?
I do. Yeah.
You play cornhole?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Yeah. I just, my wife and I played a game this past weekend against her sister and her sister's husband, and we kicked their butts. So really? I'm actually pretty darn good
Well,
at it.
You know what? Maybe
that's a high level of
You know
of
what? Then
cornhole,
maybe
the
we
way.
Might we might have to I might have to get you over to the house, cuz we got a cornhole set.
I love it.
And yeah. My fiance will play you and your wife, and we'll play for drinks.
Okay, perfect.
And then the loser the loser's got a grill steak. I'm not losing, believe me, cuz if we lose, I guarantee you it'll be good, cuz my fiance will cook the steak on the grill, cuz she's But yeah, we can do that. We'll get
fun.
Together sometime.
That'd
we
be
can
a
do
lot
that.
Of fun. Yeah, it's a great
But Beanbag Tournament presented by Outsider Entertainment. It's going to be a double elimination tournament. It's a blind draw for partners. It's only $10. Check it out. The Steak Fry in the City Park. 5-8, hosted by the Reynolds Community Betterment. And to top it all off, live music from 8 to midnight with Rhyme or Reason. Right on Main Street. Reynolds, North Dakota is the place to be Saturday, July 24th. The grand opening of the Beehive. We'll see you there. Guys, as Steve walks out the door, we got a couple minutes left. Let's finish it up. We got the big weekend. We were just talking about it. UFC 264. Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier. Who you taking this weekend, Smalls?
Gotta go with McGregor.
How many rounds?
I'll say three rounds.
Three? You're going to give him three?
Yeah, I wouldn't even go with that.
What do you think? Dustin Poirier, Conor McGregor? I know you're not much of a UFC guy. What's your take on it?
At least I do know a little bit about it. But okay. No, McGregor will be, it'll be, I don't even give him, I'll go two, but I don't even think it'll be that.
Really?
Yeah, I think it'll be two.
I'm giving McGregor a first round.
That's what I was going to go with.
TKO in the first.
Yeah. I was actually going to say that, too.
I should be like Brian, round five. Everything's five.
I said round one here. I didn't say five.
And everything wasn't fives.
NBA finals really quick, and then we'll lock this.
I already know what Brian's guess is.
Lock this down. NBA finals. Did you guys have a chance to watch the game last night at all?
I didn't.
You didn't have a chance.
No. But the crowd's fun when you shoot free throws when you're Milwaukee.
Giannis shoots free throws. In case you guys missed that, they were talking about how Giannis takes so much time at the free throw line. So Phoenix all of a sudden decides, the crowd last round decided to count when Giannis gets the ball at the free throw line. 1, 2, 3. And they asked him about it, and he said, I don't even hear the crowd. How do you not hear the crowd of 11,000 people screaming that? I mean, that's nuts.
Well, he also airballed, I think, at least one last night.
He airballed last night. He took grief on that one.
Why don't we have a contest with Giannis and Shaq who can make the free throws?
Giannis is a pretty good free throw shooter, though.
The issue is that distraction to 1-2. He'll be a lot better in Milwaukee when he gets back over there, but I think the Phoenix have his number over there.
Phoenix has really got his number. Phoenix looking good here in the NBA Finals. Chris Paul. Devin Booker, that team just came out of nowhere, and they beat the Lakers in the first round and then rolled right after that. I'm Milwaukee win both this weekend, not or next two in Milwaukee, or can Phoenix win one, or will Phoenix win them both? Smalls, what do you think?
I think it'll be a split.
You think it'll be a split?
Yep.
And then come home and Phoenix back at home for game five. What do you think? Win or lose?
I'll say win.
So they'll win it in five.
I really don't have like a team I'm rooting for in the playoffs right now. I'll be happy if either team wins.
Yeah. What's your feel on that?
Well, again, you know, if I go with this 0-2 stat, you know, how well did that work out for me last time? No, but last time Milwaukee went 0-2, they made it. So I'm still going to ride Milwaukee. It's not going to happen, but I'll ride them. They'll win in six.
I don't know. Milwaukee's a whole different team at home. They're 7-1 in the playoffs at home this year. So I think Phoenix wins one, and yeah, that's right. I'm taking the Suns in five.
So you knew it.
So
you guys are both going five. I'm going with sixth in for Milwaukee.
You're going Milwaukee in six?
I'm going Milwaukee in six. I think okay. They'll. Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Just kind of throw some controversy in here.
And then we got you locked her down already for a giveaway?
Yes.
We're naming the sports show. We're looking for names on the sports show. Deke's Pizza, thank you very much, will be one to give us, what was it, gift certificates?
Yes.
For Deke's Pizza? I'm going to let you talk about this. Go ahead.
So I got in contact with the owner of Deke's, which I went to high school with. I just asked him if he would like to be a sponsor of our show, and he's going to throw in some swag. We got some gift cards, some flags. I decided with the first gift card we're getting from them, we want to do who could give us the best name for our show. So I just want to throw in a little slogan that they wanted me to shout out to. It's going to say, did you know you can get free delivery from Deke's? Just use the code Deke's on your next online order and your order will be delivered for free. So we want to give a shout out to Deke's and that crew. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys, for the gift certificates. We'll start that. When do you guys want to start? Should we start next week? Or should we start this week?
We'll start today with all the names, and then we'll go on till next week, see how everything goes. Also, I was thinking we should do, like, us three, and maybe Paul, Katie could get involved. We could do a fantasy draft for football.
You guys don't have a chance. You guys would not have a chance.
The loser has to buy lunch for us.
Well, Paul, you want to buy lunch already or what? No. Hey, I'm just kidding.
If anything, I might win just by luck.
He'll draft all Viking players, is that he'll do.
Well, again, busy weekend. Conor McGregor fight. Tyson, or the Wilder Fury fight, got canceled due to COVID. So that's been pushed back a while, but not much else going on. NBA Finals. Sunday night and then Wednesday. Thanks again to Steve for coming in today, sitting down with us, chatting. That was great talking baseball with him. He's a great guy.
And if you're really bored tonight, you can watch the Twins probably lose to Detroit tonight. So if you're bored and you want to fall asleep.
Anybody going to want to fall asleep tonight? I mean, you got baseball going on over at the park. You got
comedy night
going on over there. Again, remember.
If you sit at home tonight watching Twins baseball, there's something wrong with you, I think.
Comedy night again tonight going on over there. The Gym Comedy Club. It is Forks First Presents Comedy Night. Check out comedians. And it's going to be hosted by Toby Shamu. Show starts at 8. Don't miss the awesome entertainment tonight. Buy tickets in advance at ForksFirstPresents.com. And it's in East Grand Forks. Limited seating's available. So buy your tickets in advance.
It's the building tonight. Next to the Spud Jr. right next to it. Yep. And Spud Jr. has some great food, everything.
Pop in there, grab some food, and then head over to comedy night. And we're going to the ballpark first, so we got to get a hot dog. Going to grab a hot dog and a pop, and we're gonna
see. I would be joining you, but I'd be working my other job.
Oh yeah, the DJ job.
Not DJing.
Not tonight.
No, not tonight.
Okay. Katie, you got anything you want to pop in here?
No, not really.
Really quick.
I got nothing.
Thanks for running everything for us today.
And
Paul, yeah. Appreciate it very much. You guys did a bang up job as always. And another week, you guys got any plans for this weekend, really quick?
I'll be working.
What do you got there, buddy? You going to be working?
Well, you know, that's all I ever do is work. So, yeah, we're working.
All right. If you need your computer fixed, pop into Raptor PCS. Give them a holler. Pop in there and get your computer fixed. Great guy. Does a great job. Okay, you can pay me under the table after the show. But no. All right. Well, that's going to do it for another week. Next week, I'm working to get a very special guest on here. New head coach of the Seattle Kraken, Dave Haxtell. Might have him join us next week via Zoom. So it should be a pretty good show. We'll talk Kraken hockey, the draft, and everything in the NHL. We'll talk NBA basketball, NFL football again, Major League Baseball, and whatever. Any other sports you guys want to talk about, and we'll probably finish it up, hopefully, with Conor McGregor and a big win tomorrow night. So everybody have a great weekend again. Comedy night tonight over at the club. Join it over in East Grand Forks. Head on over there tonight. So have a great weekend. Take care.
Baseball at Craft Field at 7:05.
And baseball at Craft Field at 7:05. So take care. We'll see you next week. Bye.